Annie Oakland in the morning.
Good morning. How do you fancy our own currency for Coventry? It's been done in other cities. So what would it be like for us? What's in it for us here in Cov?
Your voice, your life. BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Hello, good morning. It's Annie with you. Now, Scotland still has its pound notes, and you may have seen earlier this week that Bristol has now got the Bristol pound. People can swap Bank of England notes for the specially designed Bristol one, featuring city landmarks. These are accepted by 300 retailers in the city. The organiser, Chris Sunderland, believes it'll mean money goes to local businesses rather than to national chains.
It's an opportunity for people to really spend money according to their values, according to what they really want to do, to back the city, back its own traders.
So we're asking, should Coventry have its own currency too? I was trying to think earlier what we could call it. I don't know, the Godivas. Let's have some Godivas. They'd be quite good, wouldn't they? The Godiva Fiver, says my producer. Yes, very good. There are plenty of empty shops. Maybe it would help bring more people into the city and keep people live here, shopping here, rather than going elsewhere. Would it work? Well, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this one. Do you fancy your own currency for Cov? 0845 900 5200 or text 81333. Start your message with CW. Bristol, of course, isn't the only place. I think Stroud has gone down that path as well. Andy Tolbert is the manager of West Orchards, and he joins me on the line. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Annie.
Coventry did try a similar scheme some time ago, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. It's going back about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I remember this.
And we worked with a company called Flexi Vouchers to create a Coventry gift voucher, which was very, very similar. So you could transfer cash into Coventry vouchers, and you could spend them at the majority of shops within the city centre or within the city's ring road. It had a reasonable take-up, but it just didn't manage to get
off the ground, really,
that
it needed. So what about the idea of Coventry going down the path of places like Bristol and Stroud and having its own currency?
I think it would be great for localism and to keep money within Coventry, but it would have to be thought through and have lots of access points so people could transfer cash or credit cards into the local currency. It's got to be easy, otherwise people just won't do it. And certainly for the retailers, what you've got to bear in mind is, they were saying it's just for the local retailers, but of course there's lots of national retailers in the city. And if you've got a fiver in Godiva Fivers...
Yes. You see, you quite like that. You see, I think that's quite catchy. Have a Godiva. That'll be two Godivas.
You should be more creative in design.
So are you saying that ultimately it's just too faffy and too difficult for it to work? Or do you think, actually, do you know what? Because it's worked in Bristol. It's worked in Stroud.
I think I'm quite pessimistic about it because we've tried it before. If there is a new system that makes it easy, then let's give it a go. But, it's got to be easy for the customer. It's got to be easy for the retailer, or people just won't bother.
Yeah. Let me just stay with me. I know you've got to go fairly shortly because you've got a surveyor coming. But Janelle is in Coventry. Janelle Reid, you're a market trader. Do you like the idea of Coventry having its own currency, maybe the Godiva?
No, I really, really don't think it should work. I sort of had a look online about it last night. Okay, you have to have a joining fee to join this. It's a Stroud pound. It's like a community. 3% is given to charities, local charities, which is fine. Mm. But if you say a little village, it may work in there within a little village.
But there is a flexibility in it, so you could have your Coventry currency, as I understand it. Bristol has its own, but then you can also use pounds.
Two separate tills.
Yeah, well,
you have two separate tills: one for your normal currency and one for your Godiva Fiver, if you like. And then because we have so many people here from, say, Birmingham come out shopping, they obviously don't want our money. It would be very, very fussy. And also, okay, to go and get your stock, you've taken all this money in. They're not going to take your Godiva Fiver if you have to travel away from the city to get your stock.
The organiser down
very, very awkward.
The organiser down in Bristol, Chris Sunderland, says it does mean that money goes to local businesses rather than to the national chain. Surely that would be in your interest.
But if it's going to the local business, fine. But the local businesses have to restock their businesses with items that you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it's a local wholesaler, then who are you going to give your country the driver fiver to?
Yes.
You know, very, very awkward. I mean, it actually originated in Germany in a school, which was very good because it's in a small community. But when you're talking about cities where multi, you know, people come in from all over, very difficult, I would find it, Annie, to be honest.
It's really interesting. Both you and Andy, I mean, Andy, you're fairly pessimistic. You don't seem to think it'll work.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Because we've tried it before and it didn't then because there wasn't that take up to make it work. I mean, I think from a localism point of view, businesses like ours should be buying locally, and that's what we do. So when we go in search of a supplier for the shopping centre, whether it be hygiene or staff uniforms, we try and buy from companies within Coventry and Warwickshire, and to keep the money here within the region.
Yeah.
So I think a bigger push from local government, Chamber of Commerce, to, you know, to maybe give incentives to local businesses to buy locally, you know, it keeps the money within the region, which then creates jobs and creates more money for people to spend in the shops.
Let me put this point to Professor Mark Harrison from the Department of Economics at the University of Warwick. Good morning, Mark. Do you think it can work? I mean, clearly Bristol does think it works and Strand thinks it works.
Good morning, Annie. I'm afraid I'm going to add to the general pessimism.
All right, okay. Should we just all go home now, then?
for two reasons. One is because it's difficult to administer, and we already have a perfectly good currency that we can use for free.
Mm.
But the other is because a lot of people in Coventry make their living by buying and selling across the world. That's what makes us prosperous and rich. To try to sort of focus down upon the local economy cuts us off from those opportunities. You know, to the extent that it works, that's the effect it will have. So I think it's better to be in a context in which we can buy and sell across the world and other people can buy from us. How will people in other regions of the country or other countries buy from us if we don't buy from them?
I suppose historically, I mean, if we look back historically, going back through centuries, there would have been areas that would have had different currencies. And the very fact that we just have one currency now is indicative that separate currencies wasn't that economically viable.
That's true. Obviously, there are limits. If you look at the difficulties of the European Union today, that shows how extending that principle too far can get you into trouble. But a single currency area for the UK has worked reasonably well for quite a long time, and I expect it to continue to do so.
What are the argument by those down in Bristol who are running the Bristol Pound, who believes it does mean that more money goes to local businesses rather than to national chains?
That's true, but the money that we give to national chains comes back to us.
Mm.
Why should national chains buy from us if we don't buy from them?
Mm. So you think it could be antagonistic anyway?
Well, I think it is just... It's not a big thing, because, if I'm honest, it's never going to catch on.
Right, OK. And we so like the sound of the... We so like the sound of the Godiva fiver.
I know, it's a nice idea.
It's not going to work.
Proud of, but sometimes the things that make you proud aren't always good for you.
Janelle made Janelle laugh anyway. Thanks very much indeed. Let me just go to Paul, who's on the line from Stoke Aldermore. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Annie. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I'm only 31. It's quite remarkable.
That makes me only 32.
You think that the Coventry currency would be a good idea?
Well, why shouldn't it work? Why all this pessimism? If it's worked in Bristol and it's worked in Stroud, why shouldn't it work in Coventry? You know, I mean, was it Andy from the...
Andy Talbot from West Orchards. He's still with us.
Well, yes, I mean... If it was tried before, where was it tried before? Was it just in the West Orchards, or was it just within the city centre? Where was it tried?
Andy?
How wide did it go?
It was over the whole of the city centre within the Ring Road. Right. It was administered by CV1, the former city centre company, and in total it had sales over 18 months of £20,000.
Oh, dear.
Which was pretty dire.
Yeah. And
all of the shopping centres in CV1 spent quite a bit of money and effort pushing it and promoting it and doing adverts in the local paper and newspapers and giving them away in competitions.
But it just didn't work. It fell flat on its face.
No, and there was no cost to join that scheme. You just bought a voucher from one of the information centres or tourist information places.
Having said that, I mean, Paul, you shop in Coventry. You're a great Coventry and you're a big fan of the city. You think that anything that can be done locally to encourage people to feel the same as you do should be given a go?
I certainly do. I mean, somebody said about the single currency. Well, Scotland's got its own money, isn't it?
Mm.
Scotland, it's not a single currency for the whole of the UK. Scotland's got the Scottish pound.
But you can use...
Which I always find funny, because we accept the Scottish pound, but you go up there and they're...
Oh, yeah.
Can I throw something else in?
Yes, of course.
What about if we forget the Coventry currency, but work together with the Coventry Retail Bid and the City Council to maybe look about more things to do with loyalty? We've all got a Boots card and a Matalan card and a Tesco Club card.
So have a Coventry loyalty
card.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go down the route of the currency, but give people an incentive to come here.
Let me ask Professor Mark Harrison, do you think that would work?
All of these things can work, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who'll be very willing to give their time and effort to it. All I'm saying is that in the long run, if everybody does this, it'll make us poorer.
Right. That's interesting. So that'll be a no then, Andy.
Well, not everybody is doing it, so maybe we could spark a revival of the Coventry economy and steal a march on any other town and city.
I mean, is there any model, Professor Mark Harrison, that a city like Coventry could follow to just encourage more people to spend more and generate more money in the city?
Well, I lived in Coventry a long time, and when I came here, it sold motor cars across the world.
Yeah.
Right? So it relied on the world market. That's what made Coventry rich. Coventry's been through huge and often painful changes. Majority of Coventry employees now work in the knowledge economy in one form or another. We sell knowledge across the world. We sell degrees across the world. We export our education services in the form of international students. That's where huge amounts of money come into the city, and it's selling across the world that makes a city like ours prosperous. It's not little schemes to try to sort of get small amounts of money circulating locally. It's being part of the world economy that makes us rich.
Well, on that note, let's hope we will be. Professor Mark Harrison, thank you very much indeed. Janelle Reid from Coventry Market, Andy Talbot from West Orchards, and Paul Fisher from Stoke Aldermore. But what say you? Did you think we're on to a non-starter here, even if Bristol and Stroud are finding it beneficial? 0845 900 5200.